Our pallet team member, Kristen Henning, was in Russia last month aboard a Viking ship, as it turns out. But apart from the Volga River cruise, she also enjoyed some time in St. Petersburg and Moscow, both making some effort to make tourists feel welcome, as she explains to Graham Kemlow.
Kristen Henning is our US-born. She's a nomad, basically. She sold the family home, she and Tom. And they travel the world when they can. And when they go back home to Minneapolis, I think you have to rent somewhere, don't you, Chris?
We do. We have a little tiny condo now. I call it a landing pad.
Right. Okay, well, that's a great idea. So
keeps us out of trouble and keeps us out of storage.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea because storage is very expensive these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, you spent part of June in Russia. And obviously that's very timely because of the World Cup soccer over there. Hopefully you missed most of the drama around that. But so tell us about Russia. Was this your first visit?
This was our first visit. And so it was a very special trip because of that. We've been looking forward to going to Russia. And what we did is hooked up with a Viking River cruise. So it made the process quite a lot easier for us in terms of getting a visa and all of that. We had, I should just mention that, as your listeners probably know, there are cruises which stop in St. Petersburg, and I think if it's under 72 hours, you do not need a visa. We had considered that when we were in the Baltic countries, but didn't really want to just jump in, jump out of St. Petersburg on that kind of basis. So you opted
for a visa, yeah?
Yes, so for anything longer than 72 hour trip, you do need a visa. And in this case, Viking did assist us in that process.
Right. So where did you start and what was the broad itinerary?
The broad itinerary was St. Petersburg to Moscow. And the trip is a little different from a lot of Viking river trips because those are the two big cities, and then there's nothing much in between. So we spent 3 days ship-based, but in St. Petersburg to start, and 3 days, again, ship-based, but in Moscow at the end.
And how long did it take you to travel the rivers in between?
In between, about 8 days, or 6 days. So the whole trip was about 12.
And Viking cruises you chose because?
Well, because we're familiar with them and because they are affordable and they really take care of that. The best part of it for me is that introduction to a country that we're not at all familiar with. So it's a great way to start visiting a country that you've never been to before. We use Viking as well for a visit to China and absolutely loved that.
So you flew into St. Petersburg?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And in our case, we flew from Rome.
What was your expectation of St. Petersburg? It's a grand city. How did you find it?
You know, my expectations of all of Russia were so conflicted and confused. I didn't have I have Russian friends here in the Twin Cities who told me that they loved St. Petersburg and it's a beautiful city. That's all I knew. Wow. I was really impressed with a number of things. One is it was easy. It's an international city. It really is a world-class city. It's beautiful. It's got a canal system, which I didn't envision at all. Being there in the beginning of June meant that we had wonderful late night light. Their days were getting quite long, and that was stunning. And a highlight for me was visiting the Hermitage. I've always wanted to see the museum, and through Viking, we booked an extra behind-the-scenes type of guided tour and spent the day at the Hermitage, starting with the general collection, moving on to their new French Impressionist building, and then later in the day, visiting what is their storage unit. It's really a giant, incredible building that is part storage, part renovation of ancient and old works of art.
Well, they're happy to let you peek at these things out of the public gaze.
Yeah, they're happy to let you peek if you're in a small group and you stay with the tour and you mind your P's and Q's. It's definitely a lockdown kind of building, and rightfully so.
Could you take photos?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's discouraging. But I mean, there's everything from the most impressive were these giant desert tents. They might be 13 room tents that were a gift to the czars from the Ottoman Empire. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Beautiful.
And you said you were staying on the vessel.
Yes.
How did you get around? You just walk everywhere? Is that the sort of city it is?
Yes, and metro. And what's nice, in both St. Petersburg and in Moscow, Viking gave us maps and directions to get to the metro stations. Both were accessible. In St. Peter's, we hopped a little bus that was near the ship, went to the metro system, and then went on the metro to the downtown area. And then walking around is easy. With you know, we were provided a map by our the front desk at the Viking ship as well. So we did take a day on our own. And I would encourage anybody on a cruise like this, if you've got some time, do wander on your own. And the ship's tours are. We did a walking tour with the cruise, an arranged included tour of St. Petersburg and Moscow, for that matter. But to have the free time and wander off on your own is really when you get to know a town.
Yeah. You found you could get around all right without your Russian?
Oh, yeah. One good thing about the World Cup, it worked for and against us being there right before the World Cup, but they've really made a great effort in the World Cup cities, at least St. Petersburg and Moscow, to post signs with the Latin alphabet as well as Cyrillic. And directional information was really quite good. And
okay. You could order what you expected and got it in a restaurant?
We had not too many experiences with that, but yes, we did. Again, I think they're prepared for St. Petersburg especially. St. Petersburg is worldly. They're used to visitors, and right. There's no problem there. And Moscow was definitely... shall we say, making an effort, and it appeared that they're making an effort. They don't They don't come on with their bright, shiny face in Moscow in particular.
They don't make light of anything, do they?
No, they don't, and they whistle at people who veer off the given path, and they're not smiley. There's a saying in Russian that only a fool smiles without reason. They just don't offer greetings and smiles as you might expect in your own country.
Now let's talk about Moscow. Now you've mentioned here that you went to the famous Metropole Hotel. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I had just read recently a book called A Gentleman in Moscow, and it is a delightful book. It's one of the It's just a fascinating story about a guy who, after the revolution, is sort of banished to live out his life in the Metropole Hotel. That's the story. It happens that on the ship with Viking, I ran into a woman who had also read the book. So we resolved to go have lunch at the hotel. Oh. And any of your listeners have a chance to read the book before they go, they'll definitely want to stay. Next time I go, I would stay. I would definitely stay.
Know the hotel. What is it, an old sort of grand hotel?
Yes, it is an old grand hotel, and it is right on what is now called Revolution Square, which is, if you stand in front of the hotel, to the right of the square is the Bolshoi Theater. And to your left, about a quarter of a mile, is the Kremlin. It's very right. Near Red Square. And it is the grand old hotel of Moscow.
Sounds fantastic. And it lived up to your expectation, obviously.
Yeah, it was a real treat. I had a cold borscht soup there, the other guests had a fish entree that they shared that was built to be shared. It was kind of, they have a fixed menu you can choose from, or you can order a la carte. And it was wonderful service. Our young waiter was just becoming familiar with this book because he said that people are starting to show up and mention it. So apparently the book written in English is now translated into Russian.
Okay. Now, let's just talk about the cruise quickly before we run out of time. How did you enjoy all of that?
You know, it was the river part of the cruise was fascinating, and it was kind of an extra delight because we had these bookends of the big cities and then a very relaxing, luxurious cruise in between. It's a fascinating waterway that starts with the Neva River in St. Petersburg and then goes through two of Europe's largest lakes, the first being Lake Lagoda. I didn't realize this is the biggest lake in Europe. And then shortly after that, the second biggest lake in Europe, I think, is Lake Onega. So there are times when your little river boat is going across a lake that is so big you cannot see across the waters.
Oh.
It gave an extra little thrill. And you're doing everything from that to going through 17 locks between St. Petersburg and Moscow.
So that's almost a canal, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when there are dams and locks around the dams, and there are old cities that have been buried or drowned out by water once the dams were built and channels reconfigured. And this started in the time of Peter the Great, that this waterway was devised and finished under, I want to say Stalin, but maybe it was Lenin. I'm not sure. I think it must have been Lenin.
Right.
So it ends in the Moscow canal is sort of an offshoot of the Volga River.
Oh, it's the Volga River. I remember the song.
Yes.
Yo heave ho. Now, what were the crew like on the vessel? Were they Russian crew?
For the most part, they were Russian, and which is interesting because if you take a Viking cruise in Europe, you have a lot of Eastern Europeans and not Russians. But in Russia, we had many from Siberia, from all parts of Russia. Our guides happened to be from St. Petersburg and Moscow, but a lot of the staff in the restaurant in particular were Siberian. Again, right. As in other Viking ships, many from the Philippines as well.
Yes, that's one of, I think, service is one of the Philippines' biggest exports, whether they're maids in Hong Kong or ship's crew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's good.
Way to get around and see the world. And we were able to really learn a lot about other parts of Russia besides St. Petersburg and Moscow from being on that river, from stopping in small towns like Uglich, which I really enjoyed, by talking to our Siberian waitstaff and eating some very, very fine food on board. We've been really impressed with the food with Viking.
That was Kristen Henning there talking to me with a very heavy cold a week or so ago. Fortunately, I've recovered a little bit. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.